Transit riders around the region have told Sound Transit that the agency's proposal to build 58 miles of light rail over the next quarter century is too slow. That's been a clear theme in the thousands of comments the agency has received as it gears up for a ballot measure this fall. Sound Transit's expert review panel has also told the agency to figure out how to expand rapid transit more rapidly. KUOW's John Ryan explains.
The proposed ballot measure known as Sound Transit 3 would also expand express buses and commuter rail, but nearly 90% of construction dollars would go to light rail. It would double the miles of light rail serving King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. Under the schedule proposed by Sound Transit, some rail projects wouldn't even begin construction for 8 or 9 years. And communities like Ballard and Everett wouldn't get light rail service for 20 years or more.
They've assumed relatively conservative schedules.
Jim Jacobson is the chair of the expert review panel.
That's one of the things that we've asked their staff to come back to us is what kind of strategies they might use to speed up that process.
Light rail skeptics say the agency could provide transit cheaper and faster if it invested more in improving bus service. Jacobson says the expert review panel's mandate from the state legislature doesn't include second-guessing policy decisions like what kind of transit to invest in. The panel aims to make sure that Sound Transit is following industry best practices in the things it does spend taxpayer money on. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.